Actually, those action video game players have many other advantages in terms of attention. And one aspect of attention which is also improved for the better is our ability to track objects around in the world. This is something we use all the time. When you're driving, you're tracking, keeping track of the cars around you. You're also keeping track of the pedestrian, the running dog, and that's how you can actually be safe driving, right? In the lab, we get people to come to the lab, sit in front of a computer screen, and we give them the little task that I'm going to get you to do again. You're going to see yellow happy faces and a few sad blue faces. These are children in the schoolyard in Geneva during recess, during the winter. Most kids are happy. It's actually recess. But a few kids are sad and blue because they've forgotten their coat. Everybody begins to move around, and your task is to keep track of who had a coat at the beginning and who didn't. So I'm just going to show you an example where there is only one sad kid. It's easy because you can actually track it with your eyes. You can track, and then when it stops and there's a question mark and I ask you, did this kid had a coat or not? Was it yellow initially or blue? I hear a few yellow. Good, so most of you have a brain. I'm now going to ask you to do the task, but now with a little more challenging task. There are going to be three of them that are blue. Don't move your eyes. Please don't move your eyes. Keep your eyes fixated and expand, pull your attention. That's the only way you can actually do it. If you move your eyes, you're doomed. Yellow or blue? Good. So your typical, normal, young adult can have a span of about 3 or 4 objects of attention. That's what we just did. Your action video game player has a span of about 6 to 7 objects of attention, which is what is shown in this video here. That's for you guys, action video game player. They're more challenging, right? Yellow or blue? Blue. We have some people that are serious out there, yeah. Good. So, in the same way that we actually see the effects of video games on people's behavior, we can use brain imaging and look at the impact of video game on the brain. And we do find many changes, but the main changes are actually to the brain networks that control attention. So one part is the parietal cortex, which is very well known to control the orientation of attention. The other one is the frontal lobe, which controls how we sustain attention. And another one is the anterior cingulate, which controls how we allocate and regulate attention and resolve conflict. Now, when we do brain imaging, we find that all three of these networks are actually much more efficient in people that play action games. This actually leads me to a rather counterintuitive finding in the literature about technology in the brain.